Back in Tudor England, it seems it was quite easy to lose your head. Literally. Good old Henry VIII waved off two wives at the chopping block. So much simpler than divorce, and saves on attorney bills, don't you think? One of his favourite London palaces was the spectacular Hampton Court. Here, his fifth wife, the young Catherine Howard, was imprisoned before being taken away for execution. That was nearly 500 years ago, but our guide Lucy says the memory lingers on. As we stand in the wood-panelled haunted gallery, she tells Catherine's story.
She was locked up within her private apartments here at the palace, which is at the other end of the gallery that we're in, and it is said that she tried to escape. She was stopped and dragged back to her rooms, of course, screaming, and it's said that her screams can be heard echoing along this gallery.
Have you ever heard them?
No, I have to say I haven't, but other people do report that they feel things like a cold wind. And what I have witnessed is things like doors opening for no apparent reason. There's no breeze or anything, and the door suddenly swings, and you think, what's that?
Lucy, by the way, is dressed in the most fantastic, luscious purple Tudor dress. Authentic, she whispers, right down to the underwear. Catherine Howard's just one of several ghosts at Hampton Court, and if you're feeling brave over the next couple of months, you might meet a few of them. Special lantern-lit evening tours are being held till Christmas, with a cookery demonstration and Tudor nibbles thrown in as a treat. Now, if that sounds too much fun, don't worry. We're just starting. The Tower of London is where all the best heads rolled. Walter Raleigh's, Anne Boleyn's and Catherine Howard's. David Cope is one of the Tower's famous beef eaters. He's keeper of the ravens that live here. Legend says if they ever leave the Tower, the monarchy will fall. Sir David clips their wings every week. It was on the stone steps by the Raleigh Tower that he met his first ghost while out walking his dogs one night.
Imagine yourself walking up here at about 10 o'clock at night. You can hear the clock striking, as we can now, 10. We're going up the steps now. We're just approaching. Our eyes are coming level with the top step. The dogs are just ahead of me. Away go the dogs. And I follow after them up those steps there. And as you can see from this spot, even now, there is nowhere for the person to escape at night.
It's a dead end.
A dead end. Maybe a dead person running up the steps.
Behind you over here is the Bloody Tower. Its name was changed to the Tower of Blood, or the Bloody Tower, during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I to commemorate the many tragedies associated with it.
The Tower of London is actually 21 towers, each with its own story, but none so gruesome as the famous Bloody Tower. Here in 1483, the young princes, heirs to the throne, Edward and Richard, were taken into safe keeping by their wicked uncle, never to be seen again.
By tradition, they were murdered in the lower room of that tower, either by being smothered with pillows or by being stabbed with daggers. The bodies bundle down the stairs.
These beef-eater guides tell the grim stories of the tower's famous prisoners with unhealthy delight. Hampton Court in the Tower of London should be on everyone's London tourism tick list. You can get a double ticket for just $25. And make sure you allow plenty of time. They're too interesting to be rushed. So you'll try Hampton Court by candlelight, will you? But dare you visit the tower at night.
I just stop because it's interesting and I would like to see a ghost.
And you, would you come?
I don't think so, just in case.
I wouldn't want to be here at night. I don't believe in ghosts, I don't think, but I don't want to take any chances.
Me neither. I went during the day. But there's no harm walking the streets of London in the evening. Is there? How about joining tour guide Angela for a ghost walk in the dark. Here she takes us back to the 3rd of January 1804. We're standing on the site of an old army barracks. That night, Corporal Jones was on guard.
Corporal Jones noticed the figure of a woman coming out of the park towards him. She appeared to be wearing a white dress with some kind of red pattern on it.
You know what's coming, don't you? Yes, that's not a pattern. It's blood. But there's another twist.
He also realized, as she drew level with him, that she had no head. She stood in front of him for about 2 minutes. Now, this is quite a long time to be confronted with a headless figure. And then eventually she turned, glided back into the park, and was soon swallowed up in the sickening snowfall. It was then discovered that 20 years earlier, a guardsman had murdered his wife and had cut off her head and thrown the body into the canal. The head, though, had never been discovered. So it was thought that perhaps this was the poor lady still searching for her head.
Not all London ghosts, of course, are decapitated. Angela's 2.5-hour walking tour takes us all round the West End. The walk's easy, great fun, and costs less than $10. On it we're told countless murder stories and hear about the ghosts of theatre managers, actresses and young lovers. Mercifully, we didn't meet any. Not this time. But will you be so lucky? This is Martin Stott in Spooky London for The Savvy Traveller.